Teresa, if it's a motion for the PMB to pass, then you have to read the motion. You can't just say you sent it to people.
I understand. I can't find it. I'm looking for it. I sent it to everybody, but okay, here it is.
Point of order.
Sean, go ahead.
Sean. Okay.
Go ahead.
Before the member reads this motion, I want to point out to the body that that stuff at the end that's in parentheses is not part of the original rationale. It's part of the original whereas clause. And that was deleted from the motion to begin with. So I think it's rather deceptive to put it at the bottom of this motion tonight in parentheses.
Okay. I'll be happy to mention that when I motivate.
Yeah.
Well, you can do that, but don't read it as part of.
Okay, I won't read it. That'd be fine.
Okay.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Point of information. Teresa, could you send it to everyone so we can see it?
I did, but I'll send it again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
PMBA Pacifica Dadok.
Okay. All right. Whereas an independent investigation by a third neutral party election official has the potential to reassure Pacifica members of the fairness of Pacifica's democratic integrity, therefore, I move that the Pacifica National Elections Committee calls on the Pacifica National Board to ask the Pacifica Executive Director to contract for an independent investigation by a neutral third-party elections official addressing the following concerns from Pacifica members. And there should be a colon there. First bullet point, the revoking of KPFK members' votes in the 2021 Pacifica delegate election, disqualifying four KPFK candidates after voting was completed. Number two, neutrality and conflict of interest issues regarding election of rulings and communications in the 2021 delegate election. And number three, no third-party certification of the 2021 delegate election.
Chair, I have a point of order. Chair, you're muted.
Yes. Sorry. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Okay, so my point of order is that this body recommended to the elections committee a point of order that I made in regards to the timeline, in regards to the bylaws non-compliance, but the bylaw missing of instituting the delegates election, and we have here something about that has nothing to do with what was referred to the elections committee. And I know I was gagged on the night of the committee meeting, but that's what I wanted to say, that this has nothing to do with developing an elections timeline or anything like that. This has something to do with a different agenda that has nothing to do with the decision that this body made in referring the matter of developing an elections timeline to this elections committee. This is something that is completely out of order, Chair. And I ask for you to rule this motion out of order.
Sean, for the stack.
Sean, go ahead.
Okay.
And then Vanessa.
Do I get to motivate?
Sean has a point of order, Chair.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Sean.
I don't have a point of order. I said I want to speak. I want to get on the stack. I don't have a point of order.
Oh, okay. Okay. So,
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
The point of order has to be handled first. Chair has to make a ruling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. It is true that this motion isn't what I thought the elections committee was going to be bringing, which was something on the 2022 elections timeline. whether this is technically speaking out of order or just not what we expected. I mean, it's not what we expected. Does that make it out of order? You know, I had thought that the elections committee was somehow I had an idea that there were going to be multiple motions brought before the committee this brought before the PMB this evening. So is there another motion that has to do with the 2022 elections that we'll get to?
No.
Chair,
not right. Vanessa. Not at this time.
Got it. Thank you. Vanessa, go ahead.
I was Chair, off before her.
That's true.
May I speak, Chair?
Yes.
Okay. If folks would notice, this motion was from April, which was before the committee was given the charge to work at the timeline and a possible means of fundraising for an election this year. As has already been stated, that we had that discussion earlier this week on Tuesday night, as a matter of fact, but we're not, the committee is not ready to present any motion or final resolution to that matter. This, as I said, is an old item, again, back in April, and the member is free to bring it before the body now, and we'll let the chips fall where they may. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Then Vanessa.
Chair, as a member of the committee, I would like to offer, it was going to be a substitute motion, but since a motion has not been offered, I move an actual timeline proposal, and it is the email that I sent to Polina. If Polina would not mind sending it to the body.
Okay, yes, though that, okay, thank you for sending that, Vanessa. But that's not, it's not germane to the fact that we do have a motion on the floor, unless I've ruled it out of order, which is this motion that's before us now. And is there any...
Chair, parliamentary inquiry?
Yes, Chair. Go ahead, Lawrence. Hang on, Lawrence goes first.
So my parliamentary inquiry to you, Chair, to the parliamentarian, is even if this motion is not, according to me, in order, can a motion, can a substitute motion be presented? So that's to you, Chair, to the parliamentarian.
Oh, okay, hang on one second. Vanessa, did you say that your motion was a substitute motion for the one that...
It was, had a motion been offered, I was prepared to offer a substitute. In the absence of that occurring, I am prepared to offer a motion, to make a motion.
Which I just okay. Forwarded it to the PMB. Apologies for the delay.
That's okay. Okay.
Madam Chair.
Teresa, go ahead.
When do I get to speak to the motion that I brought that should have come out of the committee on April the 7th, but because the secretary either didn't send it to the secretary of the PNB or it was sent and somehow didn't end up on the agenda? When do we get to discuss that?
Right now.
Good.
Madam Chair?
Yeah, I'm ruling the motion in order.
Okay, thank you.
But we're not wasting time. Let's keep moving.
Okay. There are some people that don't want to have elections this year because they don't feel that we have money. But this is not about that. This is about an election that we had last year, and four people were taken off the ballot, and I can send you information that indicates that the NES sent an email indicating that she inquired of another candidate as to whether these four people could be put on the ballot. And there were people that there was at least one, because I think there's a statement that these candidates were told or were supposedly these candidates were approached and were asked whether they were asked and notified that some people were questioning whether they should be on the ballot or not. And one of them said, no, nobody ever contacted me. This is not someone that was removed from the ballot. So we have some people who were, voters at KPFK voted for them, and they were not told that they were going to be taken off the ballot. Someone else, the NES contacted someone else and said, speak to them, and they were never contacted, and they did nothing wrong. They were not officially a part of the slate that they claimed that they were part of. They made no decisions about that. And this is egregious. And I think that this needs to be investigated, and it shouldn't cost anything if our executive director can find someone that's neutral that would look into it. And the other point that I need to make is, I just don't see what would be the harm in the executive director finding someone who would investigate it. The other issue is that there was a similar situation at KPFA several years prior. Same election supervisor, who at the time had a different name. I think she later married. And this was a person that was elected, and then they were taken, they were unseated, took it to court, and they were seated. Similar situation here, where people were elected, and then NES came in and unseated them. And they do have a good cause for concern, and it's a big cause for concern from the voters at KPFK who support this foundation with their money and expect to have their vote counted. So if you don't believe that that these people were mistreated, then I don't understand why you would object to the executive director finding someone to review the situation to prevent them from having to take further action to get their, a fair election count.
Julie, can I say something about this? After Julie fell off the call and she made John Tatum host.
John, can I say something about this?
I think that should go to the vice chair, Beth Van Gogh.
You certainly may. Go right ahead.
So, Teresa raises this. I don't listen to all the open sessions, but number one, there was a time in the past where somebody was won and was unseated. They lost in court. They didn't win.
They won. They were reseated.
No, they lost. I'm sorry. They lost on appeal. In the appellate courts, they lost because I paid to end the case once and for all. We paid her lawyer $2,000 to go away. Went on for years and years and years and years, but the litigation ended and the person lost. In this particular situation, I've reached an agreement with the lawyers for the four people or the three people. I think one deceased, right? They have a lawyer. Her name is Jan Goodman. You may have heard of her. And we have an agreement to agree on a set of facts and have the judge, we're ending all the back and forth in forms of, did you phrase it properly? Because Jan kept getting her complaints. She was up to her Fourth Amendment complaint. So I said, let's stop this. We'll agree on a set of facts and the judge will say whether it was legal or not legal. So we are doing exactly what you asked to do.
When is that going to happen?
We're in the midst of coming up with a set of agreed upon facts now. We're supposed to meet with the court on June 8th to set out a schedule, but we will have an agreed upon set of facts and we'll each submit briefs and the judge will decide. And it's going to be the same issue on the new day, saying that staff didn't have a separate vote. We're going to argue that out too. So exactly what you want is being done. I did it, I came up with this, so it was, you know, we were just spinning our wheels because the judge kept dismissing the counterclaims that asserted what you say, which I don't agree with, and it's going to get decided. There'll be briefs both ways, so we don't need to engage some other person to charge us the court. One of the wonderful things about a judge, you pay your $410 when you file, or $500. That's it. You don't pay any more fees. It's not like an arbitrator. The Verniel arbitration cost us in arbitrator fees $55,000. I have stopped being a fan of arbitration.
That doesn't have anything to do with this.
But this, we're doing exactly what you said. So I reported this at the last meeting or two meetings ago. We're doing what you said. You know, I sent Jan an email yesterday about how we should set some dates with God, you know, like we'll do this by this date and this by this date. And then we'll see what happens. There's a lot to the story, about what happened. And you know, I'm not going to get into it here, but there was a lot to the story and there are arguments on both sides. I'll say there are arguments on both sides. And we'll see what happens. I there's more of an argument on both sides, but I'm not going to get into who screwed up here because somebody screwed up and it wasn't me or the National Election Supervisor.
Mr. Tatum, I have a point of order. Julie's still not here, and the absence of the chair, the vice chair assumes the gavel, I believe. And I am on the staff chair. Mr. Tatum, you're muted. I don't know if you heard me.
Lawrence, you're recognized for your point.
Thank you. So my point of order is that in the absence of the chair, and Julie apparently fell off the Zoom, the vice chair is given the gavel to the chair returns. Oh, Julie's back. I see that she's back somewhere. So I do have my hand up to speak on this matter. So may I?
Go right ahead.
Thank you.
I'm back.
Thank you. We miss you, Julie. Thank you for coming back.
My hotspot died. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. Okay. So, this is very litigious. I mean, this is something that comes up at our LSV, almost every LSV meeting in regards to, the big steal, to put it in, MAGA terms, the big steal that this, for some reason, the staff did not have legitimacy in voting. We have two classes of members and those two classes of members spoke, very loudly. And the New Day referendum did not, prevail. And so here we are again now on a national stage and bringing up this litigious, thing, to try to, you know, create another agenda. And I'm completely opposed to this. This is something, that is completely litigious. And it is something that's already, as, our council said, it's already under, discussion. And I think at this point, Chair, I think this is completely out of order. And I think what's in order is to hear a motion on an elections timeline, because that's what we're dealing with. That is the responsibility in the bylaws, to this board, to this body. Thank you.
Vanessa.
Chair, I agree, with my colleague, and would like to make whatever is appropriate, either a motion or a substitute motion, whatever is deemed to be appropriate, which is a proposed election timeline. And that is the document that Paulina has now sent to the body, and if I may be permitted to read it.
Go ahead.
Putting my glasses on.
Excuse my interruption, but do we need to resolve Teresa's motion or whatever this is?
No, the chair already ruled, Secretary. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so whereas the financial situation of the Pacifica Foundation and several of its stations has deteriorated from expectations in November 2021, so that it finds itself in serious financial difficulties with four stations, KPFA, KPFK, KPFT, and WBAI, not currently meeting their budgeted and necessary operating expenses from their regular on-air fundraising, and therefore adversely impacting the Pacifica Radio Archives and the Pacifica National Office as well. And whereas in the case of KPFK, the situation is so grave that the station has had consistent difficulties in meeting even its reduced payroll and is in arrears on such fundamental obligations as utility charges for the studios and the transmission tower to two separate electricity providers. And whereas the foundation is already operating with substantial debt and is outlined above with substantial aging accounts payable, and whereas the IRS recently seized substantial funds from Pacifica's accounts, and whereas the foundation did not and does not have the funds to hire a national election supervisor or local election supervisors beginning in March or currently, and whereas excessive costs in previous elections have resulted from the inability of management to provide accurate, current, clean, and deduped membership lists for all five stations to election supervisors, as well as from litigation, and whereas attempting to hold delayed elections this year without adequate funding for basic operations and without the prior and ongoing existence of a system for maintaining accurate, current, clean, and deduped membership records would further threaten the financial survival of the foundation and the possibility of holding fair and trustworthy elections. And whereas the survival of the foundation is dependent on an urgent influx of listeners and members, which requires coordinated professional leadership with regard to mission-consistent programming and respect for staff, and a publicity campaign that invites and welcomes many communities and allies committed to the same goals and values as the foundation and its mission. And whereas the inability to have begun the delegate election process means that any attempt to reschedule in this calendar year in which governmental political primaries have already begun would cause Pacifica's delegate elections to conflict and interfere with the local, state, and federal elections being held in 2022. And whereas it would be imprudent or impossible to raise the funds necessary to hold elections in this calendar year, given the foundation's other growing financial issues. And whereas Pacifica delegate elections were held in 2021, and each station, except for WPFW, has runner-up lists sufficient to replace all delegates expected to reach their six-year term limit in December 2022. Be it therefore resolved that elections for delegates shall be held in 2023 following the calendar dates during the year specified in the bylaws. Apply to 2023 rather than 2022 for seating delegates in December 2023 for the remainder of the three-year term, and that the executive director is mandated to come up with a budget for holding elections that can be integrated into budgetary planning for the next fiscal year while simultaneously meeting other pressing financial obligations, and that the executive director is further mandated to develop a system for maintaining accurate, current, clean, and deduped lists of listener and staff members of the foundation at all five stations, as is required by California Corporations Code of all membership nonprofits, as well as by fundamental prudent management practices, and that a notice to regarding the rescheduling of the elections for 2023 shall be posted on the foundation's website and each station's website, announced to all members through the previously mandated station newsletters and on-air communications practices, and that runners-up from the last election shall be contacted to take any delegate seats being vacated this December, and that each runner-up be notified by the P&O within 30 days of passage of this motion by the PNB of their continuing eligibility, and that for WPFW termouts, a transparent application and interview process promoted on-air be created with LSB voting for replacements handled by Fair Vote, with whom they have an ongoing relationship, and that special days of fundraising shall be held beginning in June 2022 for the purpose of raising seed money for the hire of a development and programming team whose hire shall be coordinated by the PNB with input from the local station boards in accordance with plans for reversing declining revenue and membership, and that subsequent special days of programming be scheduled later in the calendar year and in the coming fiscal year to meet the cost of elections as outlined and the budgetary proposals developed by the ED. And then there's an appendix excerpt that follows from the bylaws, Article 4, and we propose to follow that timeline but for the year 2023.
Teresa, for the stack, please.
May I motivate, Chair?
Can I just
point of order? Point of order.
Legal comment. Can I make a legal comment?
Hang on one second. What I really need is to be brought up to speed on what I missed so that I know where we are.
Chair.
Go ahead, John. Mr. Tatum, go ahead.
Yeah. We're still on Teresa's motion that you ruled in order, and all of these are attempts to amend her motion or to substitute it. And so the last thing that you heard from Vanessa was a resolution to substitute.
Okay. So
point of order.
Go ahead with your point of order, Teresa.
Okay.
Chair, I believe what's in order is you seeking a second for the motion, not taking a point of order before that.
Hang on one second. What I really think is that we should deal with Teresa's motion, and then I'm willing to for the substitute motion, instead of being a substitute motion, to be just a motion put on the floor. And let me speak to Teresa's motion for just a moment. I think one of the things that is a little bit concerning is that this would be a motion to spend, and I'm speaking as a member of the PMB, not as the chair here. But this is a motion to spend funds, and I think we've just spent a good chunk of the meeting talking about, you know, the dire financial shape that we're in. And you know, personally, I think going back and relitigating something that's basically already been resolved, you know, it is a waste of funds that we don't actually have. And that's what I actually really think, if you want to know what I think. Yes, and I missed what Arthur said. So, Arthur, go ahead.
Madam Chair, I would like to speak.
Everybody probably would like to speak, and what I'd really like to do is go to bed. So what I need to do, though, first is hear what Arthur said.
If that last resolution isn't a resolution yet, then, but my comment was, it says something in there, whereas the California Corporations Code requires, people have a misunderstanding. The courts have ruled repeatedly that the California Corporations Code does not require LSB elections. The California Corporations Code requires election of board members. It does not require election of delegates, which is what the LSB people are. That was one of the reasons that Jan Goodman's lawsuit has been bounced so many times, because she kept putting it under some requirement of electing delegates. I mean, electing board members. So besides the fact that that long resolution has so many things that could get us into trouble with so many people, but that's illegal. Legally, that sentence is inappropriate. But if it's not on the floor yet, we don't have to deal with it.
And by you say that long motion, you mean the one that Vanessa just read?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And Madam Chair. I would like to call to people's attention that this motion that she just read did not come out of Elections Committee this week. It was not passed. So to bring that up, whether it's a substitute for something else or even on its own, is not appropriate. It didn't come out of the Finance Committee, out of the Elections Committee. The motion that did come out of the Election Committee, I've just sent to the LSB, but I'm willing to postpone consideration of that until maybe the next meeting, if we would like more time.
Chair, point of order, please.
Yes, go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, notwithstanding the fact that it did not come out of the Elections Committee, I am on the Elections Committee, and whether or not I am, I can, as a director, offer a substitute motion with regard to the elections timeline.
That is correct, and the other thing that I think is the case is that we need a motion on an elections timeline, or it is clear that we will not be having 2022 delegate elections because we will have, if we talk about this a lot longer, we will have completely run out the clock on the possibility of 2022. Okay, so yeah, I now see, hang on one second, I'm not done talking here. I now see that, the point is that, Arthur has negotiated a court hearing on Jan Goodman's lawsuit. So that's the sense in which, this motion is moot. And Arthur, could you speak to that for a moment, please?
Yeah, as I said before, I'll just be brief. So Jan and I agreed to come up with a stipulated set of facts and let a judge rule on them instead of litigating back and forth over the format of her papers, which she kept not being able to get in properly. But it was costing us a lot of money to keep opposing her papers. Her last complaint was 57 pages long. And so we're working on it. And I just sent her an email yesterday reminding her that we need to come up with our set of facts. We do have a conference with the judge on June 8th, which is soon. Yeah.
Okay.
Chair, Madam Chair, shall we postpone consideration until our next meeting?
I have a point of order, Chair.
Hang on. So what Arthur just said is a very important piece of information that makes me want to say that the motion that the Elections Committee put forward from April is out of order because we need to let that legal process that Arthur has negotiated with Jan Goodman go through. So I would just say, Teresa, I don't want to say we are postponing the motion. I'm just going to call it out of order at the moment. If at such time as the New Day litigation plays out, you know, and it becomes not moot, then we'll talk about it then, but we're not talking
fine,
about
Madam
it.
Fine, Madam Chair, I will not contest that. That's fine.
Okay.
May I state my point of order, Chair?
Now you may say your point of order. Because I've ruled Teresa's motion out of order. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. One thing has nothing to do with the other. What's in front of this board is its fiduciary responsibility to comply with the bylaws, which is law. I know I'm not a lawyer, Arthur, but I know one thing has nothing to do with the other. What you're engaged in with Jan Goodman and New Day, that is something, that's a different conversation. What I'm saying is that what's in order, Chair, is for us to pass an elections timeline because that is what we are supposed to do if we are to postpone this year's delegate election because, as I said earlier, we need to triage our financial crisis. So that's what's in order, and I stand strongly with that, notwithstanding the other conversation that Arthur's having as our counsel has nothing to do with our responsibility to the bylaws.
Thank you.
Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Vanessa.
I had requested the opportunity to motivate, but I will forego that. I see that other hands are up. So I'll withdraw that for the moment.
Okay. Teresa's hand's up, but she's already spoken. Lawrence? Well, Teresa, you're muted.
I didn't put my hand down, Chair. Sorry.
Okay.
I'll put my hand down.
Donald Goldmacher hasn't spoken recently or on this topic that I know
Thank
of.
Thank you. As a member of the Elections Committee, let me point out a couple of true facts. The bylaws of this corporation call for an election in this calendar year. Regardless of what anybody is saying here, regardless of whatever motion is put forward, that's what the bylaws of this corporation state. Okay? So that's number one. Number two, Teresa's motion was an effort to get at the bottom of what happened in these elections in the past. Regardless of what Mr. Schwartz has negotiated with Jan Goodman, this body has an independent responsibility to examine those two elections, the New Day election, but more specifically the KPFK election in 2021, which has bothered and upset a number of people besides people at KPFK. So whatever else this body decides to do or not do, it does have those two responsibilities. To hold elections this year for the local station boards. And by the way, if you allow these current boards to continue into 2023, that means people who have lost the election in previous years in 2021 will suddenly be winners and be on the local station boards. That to me is not the democracy Pacifica purports to be. You don't want people who have lost elections suddenly assuming office and being elevated to the PNB.
Donald, your time is up.
Thank you.
Can I respond, Madam
Chair?
Sure,
Mr. Schwartz. You can always respond.
Go ahead, Arthur.
So I believe it or not, I've examined the bylaws inside, outside, backwards, and forwards. And the bylaws do not give the PNB any authority over elections. Zero, absolutely zero. The Pacifica bylaws say that all decisions about elections, whether they were good, bad, ugly, conducted properly or not, are to be made by the National Election Supervisor. In the last election, we did create a process in order to make that in the New Day election. We created a process that was probably not totally lawful under the bylaws, where if there was an ability to appeal to an arbitrator, if somebody wasn't happy with what the NES said. And we did that so that we wouldn't have another lawsuit like we did in 2019 and 20 when I first got hired by Pacifica. Where we quibbled in court over every little comma. We were in court five or six times over what it said in this notice, what it said in that notice. So, but the bylaws say that there's absolutely no authority on the part of the PNB to take any position on an election, on an appeal. There is nothing, no such power anywhere in the Pacifica bylaws. So any motion to do something like this is unlawful because the board doesn't have power over the elections. That's why the National Election Supervisor calls the election. She makes the decisions and then occasionally, very occasionally, in fact, as far as I know, in the last, 7 years, two times there's been a court case. One is the New Day case, and one is this somebody who was in KPFK board who was then disqualified by the NAS.
I believe we don't have a motion on the floor at the moment.
Chair, I'd like to strike the last word. I have another point of order. I think Arthur, if I could be recognized, Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. So, the bylaws, Article 4, Delegate Section 8, Section 5, Election Timeline. I'm sorry, Susan. I don't mean to upset you.
I'm angry that none of the rest of us get to speak.
Okay, I get it. So I just like to recommend that Arthur read that section because that's when the PNB could step in. If the elections cannot be held, if these delegate elections cannot be held, then the PNB has to create an elections timeline. That's the charge in the bylaws. So yeah. I'd like to refer you to Article 4, Delegate Section 5.
I was talking about...
Hang on, this is not a point of order, Lawrence.
This is a point of order. Arthur said that there's no authority. The PNB has no authority. And this is the only time in extenuating circumstances that the PNB could step in.
Can I just clarify? There's two things going on here. One is setting a timeline. Mr. Goldmacher was talking about some resolution to review the decisions on the New Day and the KPFK election. The board does not have power to do that. Does the board have the power to set up a timeline? Absolutely. That's what Article 4, Section 5 is about. And then once it's set up and once an NES is hired, the board is out of it. They have nothing else to do.
And what I'm trying to do is point out that we don't have a motion on the floor. Therefore, there really isn't anything to be discussed here. And apparently Susan's saying we're at time.
Long, long, long past time.
Thank you.
Request for information.
Orders of the day.
Sean, go ahead.
The motion that Vanessa made as a member of the elections committee was put on the floor. No?
No second.
There was no second.
I was ready to second it. Then you intervened and said what you had to say.
Hang on, folks. What is clear to me is that the elections committee did not, as a group, pass a motion that had to do with the timeline. So what I would really like to see happen is before our next meeting, have the elections committee do that, right? I think one thing we have clarified this evening is that the elections committee should not come back with a motion that says, let's talk about 2021 elections again, right? Because we've clarified. That's a legal matter that Arthur's negotiated a settlement on. Jan Goodman was out of the country for a while, and that's why things haven't moved forward on that with super duper great speed, but Arthur's on it. And trying to keep Jane Goodman on it too. And so I think, you know, the order of business should be that the elections committee deals with the timeline for the 2022 election and comes back with their best effort at passing it. After all, we put together an elections committee for that purpose. And so that's their purview. And I don't want to, you know, waste valuable PNB meeting time doing what the election committee should be doing. And so what I want to do then is move on to the programming committee.
Chair, point of information.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
And this is more of a parliamentary inquiry, but I believe any director can make a motion from the floor. And that motion, I believe, is in order. So, and at this point, Vanessa did make a motion. You did not recognize me to second it, because you wanted to intervene and say your piece. Now, I think Vanessa's motion is in order. It does offer an elections timeline. The elections committee apparently was wasting time on other matters and not a timeline. And we are past due to come up with a timeline because of the extenuating circumstances, Chair. So I would request that you allow Vanessa.
We are past time over and over and over again.
That you allow Vanessa to make a motion.
We have not extended the time.
Move to adjourn to the closed session.
We're not extending the time.
Yeah, hang on. Let me try and get a little bit of order here again. I think the idea is that really we did charge the elections committee with coming up with this. That's not what the elections committee did in time for this evening's meeting. I would like to see the elections committee do that. I don't disagree with most of the points you just made, Lawrence. But we can't, it's not the function of the PNB. The whole point of having committees is so that the work gets done in committees. And I know. So I don't understand why all evening it's been doing this. It's just been like randomly muting on me and turning my camera off. So I don't remember where I was when it muted.
You said the elections committee was not creating a timeline. Actually, we did meet on Tuesday. I'm a member of that committee and we did pass a motion saying we should have elections this year. Okay. In contravention to what Vanessa was proposing.
Yeah, hang on. So I'm sorry. Wait 1 minute. Donald, A, I didn't recognize you. And B, if the elections committee passed such a motion, why wasn't that motion put on the agenda instead of the motion about the 2021?
why don't you ask the chair of the committee, Mr. Novick, why that motion was not sent here? I'm not the chair of that
because
committee.
Because you guys ran down this motion, O'Donnell.
What?
Sharon Salam to the staff.
Hang on. Jim Sagerton has a point of order. Go ahead,
People
Jim.
You have to ask for recognition and be recognized.
That is correct.
Take a deep breath, Chair. Thank you.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Donald. I'm sorry, who just said, was it Sharon to the stack then? Okay, Donald then Sharon.
Yeah.
Although I'm not sure. Wait, hang on. Folks, as Susan pointed out, we ran out of time a long time ago. If we're going to keep talking about the elections committee, someone needs to make a motion to extend time.
I move to extend.
For how long?
5 minutes.
Opposed.
Okay. So we're not gonna, first off, somebody has to second before I can have an opposed, I think. Is that right, Mr. Tatum?
Yes.
Is there a second for Donald's motion? I'm not hearing a second. Okay.
Start with me.
So we're moving on then.
Sharon, you just recognized Sharon, Chair.
Sharon, was it about the elections committee?
It's about it. Almost is midnight here in New York, and I thought this meeting was supposed to end by midnight, the whole of it.
The whole of it.
We will
not
have any time to do an executive session because it is now 11:43.
You're spot on right about that, Sharon. What we could do is at least try to get through the committees, and then we would be done with that. And then, we would not have a closed session, which probably means that we would have to have a closed session,
separately,
you know, I don't know whether we would get it done, by next week. I mean, I would have to notice the meeting pretty quickly to have a meeting next week. Oh, I'm sorry. We already have an open session meeting next week.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Sean.
We have an executive session next week regarding the suspension of a member.
Is it executive session? I don't remember.
It's executive session.
Okay,
June 9th.
Okay. Thank you. So we can't have a second executive session on the same day. We would have to notice a meeting for June 16th to talk about the other items that were on the closed session agenda for this evening, which, you know, I mean, it's no big deal secret. A lot of it had to do with the finances of Pacifica. I think the beauty of having an executive session on June 16th will be that by then the Strategic Planning Committee will have had that June 13th meeting, and so maybe there will be some things to report there. And so anyway.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
Could we have a continuation meeting? Could we start the executive session and then just move to have a continuation meeting maybe Sunday afternoon or Saturday morning or Monday evening or something like that?
15th, if that makes sense.
I suppose we could do that. I'm not wild about weekend meetings. I know others aren't either, but I would take a continuation meeting motion.
Monday evening? Can we move that we continue this meeting and go immediately into executive session on Monday evening?
Let me ask one thing. Has somebody looked at KPFTX to make sure that that's not competing with something else that PMB directors serve on?
I'm looking at the calendar right now. We have a WPFW Finance Committee meeting, an Audit Committee meeting, and a KPFK Fundraising Committee meeting.
The audit committee meeting would be at 8:30 probably, right? So.
Madam Chair.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, look, you know, the issues that are to be discussed in executive session are to me so important that they should be done now, not a week. I mean, people want to talk about how concerned they are about money. Well, that's what we need to talk about. And I personally, you know, feel that we should get that done ASAP rather than dilly-dally around with it.
Thank you for that. Heather, I see your hand. Heather Gray.
Yeah, sorry, I had to unmute. No, I'm chair of the programming committee. I just wanted to say, Julie, that I'd rather wait till the next time. We've been having wonderful discussions, but we don't really have anything definitive at this point. There are some things I'd like to share with the board, or I could even send some messages to the board, but don't worry about the programming committee this evening.
Okay. Okay.
Julie, could I?
Yeah, just, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, the tech task force met. We had a good meeting. We talked about all the possibilities that we should explore. And again, I don't have to get into detail on that in this meeting.
Thanks.
This is Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, the May 2020, 2022 meeting of the Pacifica National Development Task Force was canceled to allow for the recent PNB emergency meeting. We haven't rescheduled yet. That's it.
Got it. Thanks. Okay. So we have now, I think, unless there's something that somebody wants to report on the COVID-19 task force.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I have a proposal in regards to how to move forward. I would suggest that our next meeting, since we're going to start an executive session, that we take up those items in the executive session at our next meeting, which will be the 9th. And just have an executive session. As much as I hate executive sessions, but I think there is very critical information that we have to deal with. So that's what I would suggest, is that we start our executive session next Thursday at 5:30 Pacific, 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern. That's my motion. I'll seek a second.
Is there a second for Lawrence's motion?
I'll second that. Teresa Allen will second that.
Thank you, Teresa. Any objections to basically adding to the agenda for the June 9th executive session once we conclude with the matter that's already scheduled for June 9th to pick up the things from this evening?
Oh, Christ.
I'm hearing no objections to that. All right, then we've already got a meeting noticed. The only thing that I probably have to do is change the meeting notice to reflect that we've just passed a motion to carry over, in effect, carry over the agenda items from the closed session for this evening to the June 9th closed session.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
A second, I am mofo.
Thank you. Everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Good night.
Take care.